This morning on WCHL, a property tax rate increase is coming to Chapel Hill after all, in order to give Chapel Hillians what they want and need.
For them to be deferred many years into the future, I think makes them more of a dream than a reality.
Council members aren't happy with Orange County officials.
This is totally unacceptable to me, that the process and the outcome. I think the outcome isn't any surprise because of the process that they're using.
And the Morinaga Candy Company is ready to break ground this morning at its new facility in Orange County. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, a look back at the very successful UNC women's tennis season. And
think me nuts, but I like the Spurs, and pretty quickly.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL. We have 72 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. It's already warm, and it's going to get really hot this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. Chapel Hill Town Council members say a 1 cent property tax rate hike is needed next year to help the town add to its debt capacity and build big projects sooner. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Chapel Hill faces more than $158 million worth of unfunded capital needs, yet the town can't borrow money until 2017. With that in mind, town council members last night informally agreed it's time to replenish the town's debt management fund by raising the property tax rate 1 cent next year. Councilmember Matchikovsky said it will help pay for amenities like parks, greenways, and bike paths that town residents want sooner rather than later.
Those elements, to me, are very significant quality of life considerations, what makes people feel good about where they live. For them to be deferred many years into the future, I think, makes them more of a dream than a reality.
A penny on the tax rate generates about $755,000 in revenue for the town. Business Management Director Ken Penoyer told the council each penny's worth put into the debt fund translates into approximately $10 million in additional debt capacity. Other big-ticket items on the capital projects list include a new police station, new fire stations, a waste transfer station, and park improvements. The council also wrestled with the question of how to raise money to support affordable housing. Ultimately, council members settled on a plan that falls just short of the $755,000 funding goal, but doesn't add to the tax rate. The council agreed to delay a solid waste transportation pilot project and spend $355,000 worth of development fees from the Ephesus-Fordham area, in addition to the $188,000 already in next year's budget. This will be the second property tax rate increase in 2 years for Chapel Hill residents. Last year, the council approved a 2 cent increase that was split between Chapel Hill Transit, solid waste fees, and the newly expanded library. The council will formally vote to adopt the budget on Monday. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Also at last night's work session, town council members sounded off about Tuesday's vote by the Orange County Commissioners to fund rural curbside recycling out of reserve funds, while asking the towns to levy a $59 per household fee for the same service. Mayor Mark Kleinsmith said the move jeopardizes future collaboration with the county on solid waste and recycling.
You know, we made a decision 2 or 3 months ago that we were all in it together. Well, I think we did that with the hope that by this point, we were actually going to be in lockstep, that we were going to have a plan, countywide plan, that was going to move forward, but we don't.
Council members argue the majority of the money in the Solid Waste Reserve Fund was contributed by the towns, making it particularly unfair to subsidize recycling pickup for county residents while charging urban households. They say they won't agree to levy the town recycling fee in light of Tuesday's vote. Instead, the council is asking commissioners to consider funding both rural and urban recycling pickup for next year from the Solid Waste Reserve Fund. While this would drop the county's $3 million contingency fund down to $1 million, town manager Roger Stansel told the council that's not their problem.
At this point, it's totally the county's issue, so they would have to find a way to pay for that liability.
Chapel Hill officials last year investigated the cost of hiring private contractors to handle trash and recycling pickup, but council members agreed to try and maintain a 15-year partnership with the county in hopes of furthering the community's solid waste reduction goals. Town and county officials were drafting an interlocal agreement to spell out how that might work, but Stansel told the council that process ground to a halt recently as Orange County leaders threw their support behind a task force instead. Commissioners voted to create that task force on Tuesday night. night, stipulating that a commissioner would act as chair and inviting Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, and UNC to participate, along with five residents. Councilmember Jim Ward called the process flawed.
This committee that I'm just hearing about, we had no input in that. This is totally unacceptable to me, that the process and the outcome. I think the outcome isn't any surprise because of the process that they're using.
In a rare move, Orange County commissioners will reopen the issue at tonight's work session and likely vote on a new funding plan. The county commissioners will take up budget discussions for the first time since hearing from the public last week. Hundreds of parents, teachers, and students came out last Thursday to ask the board to fully fund the budget request of both school systems. The current budget includes an additional $2.9 million split between the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carrboro City school systems, but that falls far short of $6.8 to $7.3 million school administrators say is needed to balance their budgets. The work session will get underway at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. And a long-term study of the Mandarin-Chinese dual language program in Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools is once again expected to pack tonight's school board meeting with families invested in the program. Before that conversation can start, the board will discuss scheduled repairs for the district's 10 oldest schools, budget amendments, and an update on the Culbreth Middle School Science Wing, among other topics. Anytime potential changes to the Mandarin-Chinese program have been brought up in the district, supporters have filled the board meeting and expressed their strong opinions to keep that program going. The board will discuss whether a long-term study is necessary to determine if this dual language program is benefiting the district and its students properly. The Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education meeting begins at 7 o'clock at Chapel Hill High School after a closed session to discuss student transfer requests. The Mandarin Chinese program discussion is scheduled to begin at about 8:45. And we're expected to have a packed house. Governor Pat McCrory, the Orange County Commissioners, and the City of Mebane will break ground this morning on the 120,000-square-foot Morinaga America Foods Facility in Mebane. Morinaga owns candy and confectionery production facilities throughout Japan, China, and Taiwan, with sales offices around the world. It's considered Asia's answer to Hershey's, Mars, or Nestle. It's that big. This establishment represents Morinaga's first production facility outside of Asia. The ceremony set to start at 9:30 this morning at the site on Wilson Road in Mebane. The speakers attending the event include the governor, Chairman Gota Morinaga, president of Morinaga America Foods, Inc., Toshiaki Fukunaga, Board of County Commissioners Chair Barry Jacobs, City of Mebane Mayor Glendell Stevenson, and Consul General of Japan in Atlanta, Kazuya Tsunaga. Orange County Director of Public Affairs Carla Banks elaborates on why Mebane was chosen as the location for Morinaga.
When they decided they were going to embark on setting up a facility in the United States, they did visit other communities. They ultimately ended up selecting Orange County because of the quality of life.
Banks also speaks on the overall impact that the Morinaga facility will have for Mebane and Orange County as a whole.
From an employment standpoint, the startup of their American facility in Mebane will bring 90 jobs over the next 3 years. I think the framework of Mebane is going to start changing as we're bringing in infrastructure for water and sewer and pretty much paving the foundation for future economic development projects.
Not to mention all the tax money that will come into Orange County. Legislation that would move North Carolina's public schools away from Common Core academic standards is moving through both chambers of the North Carolina General Assembly. The House voted on Wednesday in favor of a proposal to dismantle the standards for math and language arts and direct the State Board of Education to assemble new rules with help from a new commission. A somewhat similar Senate bill with the same result cleared the chamber's Education Committee earlier in the day. Common Core has been used for the past couple of years and will continue to be used until replaced by the board. Common Core opponents say the rule have led to confusion among teachers and students. Legislators opposed to the bill say they're worried it could ultimately lead to lower standards. State School Superintendent June Atkinson, her local counterparts, and school administrators are calling on House lawmakers to reject proposed Senate budget cuts to the Department of Public Instruction. Atkinson and administrators from rural and urban districts across North Carolina criticized the Senate proposal to cut 30% of DPI staff, saying it would undermine the support the department gives to teachers. Atkinson said if the cuts are approved, it would result in a loss of 100 to 150 staff members at the Department of Public Instruction. Administrators said DPI helps them run their districts and function effectively with research questions, curriculum development, and technology support. Atkinson said DPI's work is designed to help and support teachers to teach more effectively. She said they cannot fill every role in the school and still focus on teaching students. And legislation making clear how North Carolina public school students and teachers may participate in religious activities or expression has passed the state house by a wide margin following lengthy debate over faith and constitutional rights. The House voted 106-9 last night in favor of the measure, which is just one Senate vote away from heading to Governor Pat McCrory's desk. The measure seeks to lay out how schools should comply with federal law and guidance on constitutionally protected prayer. It says students may share religious viewpoints and distribute religious literature in schools with reasonable restrictions. It also allows school personnel involved in extracurricular activities, coaches, for example, to take a respectful posture during voluntary student prayer. They don't define exactly what respectful posture means. Some lawmakers say that they support the posture language, even though it's been struck down by courts elsewhere. WCHL News Time, 7:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit.
Thank you very much, Ron. Still some slowdowns on 15501 northbound and southbound between Ephesus Church Road through the I-40 interchange and up to Garrett Road just north of I-40. NC-54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40 also seeing some slight delays. Still have some debris, if nothing else, from the vehicle fire on Miami Boulevard at I-40. Not causing any problems on I-40, so that is good news. But if you use Miami Boulevard around I-40, you could see some delays there because of the crews on the scene to clean up that earlier vehicle fire. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
Rand Northam, ladies and gentlemen, a veritable whirlwind of activity all morning long. In the newsroom and here, all over the building. The man is just in amazement, really. Thank you so much.
I can't say that that's untrue.
Yeah, no, it is. Absolutely. It is time now to tell you all about Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham, right next to New Hope Commons. They brought you this look at traffic. Eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or arrange for catering at dickies.com. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 72 degrees right now. Look for lots of sunshine today with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Kind of a warm, muggy day. High today about 88 degrees. Tonight partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and the low in the middle 60s. And tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the low 80s. That'll lead us into a really, really warm weekend.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
719 WCHL and news around town this morning. The Alliance for Historic Hillsboro is asking for your help this month as they seek to clean up one of North Carolina's most historic burial grounds. Established in 1757, the Old Town Cemetery in Hillsboro contains 186 marked graves, including William Hooper, one of the three North Carolinians who signed the Declaration of Independence. But parts of the cemetery have gotten overgrown with ivy, and some of the graves have been overtaken by weeds. The Alliance is holding two cleanup events this month on Saturday. That is this coming Saturday, and again on Saturday, June 21st, 2 weeks from Saturday, from 9 a.m. until noon, both days. Wear long pants, long sleeves, and closed-toed shoes, and bring gloves, shears, rakes, and brushes if you want to help. The cemetery is located at the intersection of Churton and Tryon Streets in Hillsboro. And good financial news for Orange County, Moody's Investor Services has upgraded the rating from AA1 to AAA for Orange County's $86.2 million in outstanding general obligation bonds. Moody's also upgraded the rating on Orange County's $108 million in limited obligation bonds as well from AA2 to AA1. WCHL News Time, 7:20. Time for championship sports. The record-setting 2013-2014 season for the national runner-up Carolina women's tennis team has come to a close now, but with a youthful squad and an infusion of some fresh incoming talent, the Tar Heels have a very bright future. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
Head coach Brian Kalbas cannot say enough positive things about the milestones recorded by his Tar Heels this season. And who can blame him? Carolina completed the NCAA tournament run of its life.
We had never beaten Stanford in our program's history, and they're defending champions to beat Stanford. The way we did it was really monumental for our program, and getting to the finals was the first for us. And in the finals, we played a really talented UCLA team who was number one pretty much all year. And when you look back on it, it was a truly special run to the finals for our team and our program.
But Coach Kalbas knew he had the makings of a special team way back last fall. He says it just took the team a while to mesh and find its identity.
I knew we had, especially at the beginning of the year, we had the ingredients of a special team, and you just didn't know when it was going to come together. And I think it took a while for our team to kind of find the niche between a talented freshman class and a senior class that had really came through for us in the past.
Once all the players grew comfortable in their positions on the squad and the team dynamics were settled, Carolina locked in and suddenly had the makings of a national championship contender. Coach Kalbas credits the late season surge to the spike in play at the bottom of the singles lineup from senior warriors like Tessa Leones.
And then at the end of the year, when it came down to it, the NCAAs, when it really mattered, the depth was really a strength of ours, winning at 5-6 against UCLA, and then every point down against in matches in the NCAA final 16 quarters, semis, we won some big matches at the bottom of the lineup.
Carolina's freshman sensation Jamie Loeb, who was named the ITA's top singles player of the year Wednesday, finished with a dominant 53-4 record this season. But what's even scarier for future Loeb opponents is that Coach Kalbas believes there are areas of her game that can still improve.
But I think there's still a lot of motivation. She's the kind of player and person that always wants to get better, and there's a lot of areas in her game to get better. And as a coaching staff, in a program, we feel we can do a lot of those things to make her more of a complete player. And then, that's what's really special about her, is that she really has room to improve and has the desire and the work ethic to do that.
A strong incoming recruiting class, ranked number 6 by TennisRecruiting.net, should only further enhance Carolina's depth. Coach Kalbas says the program is on the upward swing.
To me, when you bring in those kind of players with those kind of aspirations, you have a really strong quality work ethic and attitude and professionalism like Jamie and Haley have given to our program this year. So we're really excited. So we're excited that what's happening with our program right now.
Next up for the Tar Heels is a summer of rehabilitation, regrouping, and competition. Whitney Kay and Caroline Price are nursing some nagging injuries, while Loeb is aiming to improve her ranking on the professional circuit. But when the Tar Heels reconvene in the fall, Coach Kalbas and the rest of the team will be primed to take it one step further in 2015 by hoisting up a national championship trophy.
They can get back to, physically, 100%, where we can kind of really build towards a strong year next year.
Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
A couple of outstanding coaches will have their teams face off at the beginning of the college basketball season for women. Naismith Hall of Famers Sylvia Hatchell of North Carolina and Vivian Stringer of Rutgers will meet December 4th in the ACC Big Ten Women's Basketball Challenge. Hatchell, who missed all of last season, of course, while battling leukemia, leads active coaches with 935 career wins. Stringer's 929, just 6 behind, ranks second, according to Stats LLC. Rutgers joins the Big Ten this summer with Maryland, which leaves the Atlantic Coast Conference and plays Notre Dame. Incoming ACC member Louisville will host Iowa. Other matchups are Duke at Nebraska, Indiana at Boston College, Minnesota at North Carolina State, Florida State at Purdue, Wake Forest at Michigan, Virginia at Illinois, Pittsburgh at Ohio State, Penn State at Syracuse, Northwestern at Virginia Tech, Wisconsin at Miami, and Georgia Tech at Michigan State. The ACC is doing pretty well so far in this ACC Big Ten Challenge. They're 6-0-1 in the event. The Carolina Panthers signed first-round draft pick Kelvin Benjamin and third-round selection Trey Turner yesterday. Terms of the deals were not disclosed. All 6 of the team's draft picks this year are now under contract. Benjamin, the 28th overall pick, had 84 receptions for 1,506 yards and 19 touchdowns in a couple of seasons with Florida State, including the winning 2-yard touchdown catch in the Seminoles' BCS National Championship win over Auburn. Turner, the 92nd pick, started 20 games and played in 25 during his 2 seasons at LSU. As a sophomore, Turner was a second-team All-Southeastern Conference selection, starting 13 games and leading the conference with 21 blocks, resulting in touchdowns. And more news out of the Carolina Panthers camp. Carolina Panthers defensive end Coney Ealy has quickly adjusted to one aspect of being an NFL rookie, the off-the-field rituals. Veteran Charles Johnson whistled him over after Wednesday's workout, handing the rookie his helmet to carry the quarter-mile walk from the Panthers practice field to the locker room. And Ealy says everybody's got to go through it. He's not worried about it. Carolina's coaching staff hopes that Ealy, a second-round pick, adjusts just as quickly to his on-the-field responsibilities. Ealy says the Panthers are getting real deep into the playbook. That's a quote. He says, now, it's a matter of balancing everything up between knowing what to do when you're in the classroom and when you transition onto the field. I'm Ron Stutz. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Think me nuts, but I like the Spurs, and pretty quickly. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. I heard a debate over sports radio the other night, whether the Miami Heat winning a third straight NBA championship would be a better story and better for basketball than the San Antonio Spurs avenging last season's heartbreaking loss in the NBA Finals. You know, LeBron James wins three in a row and on his way to four. Well, we'll find out beginning tonight in a rematch that I don't think will be that close. Sure, LeBron is the best player on the planet, which many people believe makes the Heat the best team as well. But the grizzled Spurs, four-time NBA champs over the last 15 years, with the best power forward to ever play the game, have the right formula to beat the Heat. As quiet man Tim Duncan atypically said this week, we're glad it's them again. We'll get them this time. Yes, the Spurs are a year older, and they are a bit banged up with Tony Parker's gimpy ankle. But Greg Popovich, the Bill Belichick of pro basketball, doesn't say it, but only knows he has the upper hand this time, with a deeper team than Miami, a huge revenge motive, and the home court advantage of playing the first two and last two of the seven-game series in River City. Nine Spurs on average play at least 10 minutes a game, and they have the inside-outside combination between Duncan, Matt Bonner, and Boris Diaw underneath, and Parker, Manu Ginobili, and Carolina's Danny Green on the outside, plus young swingman Kawhi Leonard. Everybody knows the Heat's big three, but San Antonio has more charisma than the quiet Duncan, the former Wake Forest star. All they did this season was go 62-20 in the much tougher Western Conference and then beat the Thunder in the playoffs. It's not wise to bet against LeBron, but my gut tells me this series is set up perfectly for San Antonio. The Spurs proved last year that they didn't need the home court advantage, somehow losing the Game 6 capper with only seconds to play while the NBA championship podium was being set up. When Miami's Ray Allen buried the three-pointer that tied the game, which the Heat won in overtime, you knew the Spurs had lost their chance. For a veteran team that just wins, baby, that will provide positive momentum instead of negative karma. I say they win the first two at home, and just to make a point, two of the next three in Miami, to reign as NBA champs in 2014. This is Archansky. See ya.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Celebrating our 10th anniversary, Home Watch Caregivers has helped over 2,000 families in our community, founded with a single mission in mind, to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind to families like yours and mine. Home Watch Caregivers provides hourly and 24-hour personal care, including transportation, nutritional meal preparation, light housekeeping, and more. Visit us online at homewatchcaregivers.com or give us a call at 960-6038. Home Watch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Wine and Design of Chapel Hill, Durham. It's half off, $35 for evening painting class vouchers available today for $17. Wine and Design, located at Carmel Mall in Carborough, provides everything you need for a fun night out. All you need to bring is a beverage of choice and your creativity. You follow along with a local artist who will teach you how to paint your chosen art piece. At the end of the night, you go home with your handmade masterpiece and lots of great memories to share. So gather your friends, buy today's deal, and get your art buzz on. Buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Yes, sir. 7:30 at WCHL. And the beginning of a really nice day here. It is 72 degrees. It's really warm, and we have a big chance of rain later on in the day. 50-50 chance for shower or thunder shower in the afternoon. Kind of your typical summertime weather. I mean, it's not like spring. It's like summertime out there. High today about 88 degrees. Mainly cloudy with a slight chance of rain. And the low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, we are looking at partly sunny skies with a high in the low 80s. So warm weather all weekend as well.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. GM comes out with its report on recall problems and delays in reporting them. WWJ auto analyst John McElroy.
I think we're going to get some bombshells out of the presentation that Mary Barra is going to make at General Motors this morning.
Correspondent Jeff Glore told CBS this morning that personnel changes are coming.
Sources inside the company tell us this morning more people will be fired today. We are waiting for those details. What other changes will happen? So far, GM has added extra product investigators. They've recalled more than 13 million cars this spring, an unprecedented clip. They've reorganized the engineering departments. So the question is, what happens next?
He says there's also a credibility factor that comes into play.
Will this report be objective? It was commissioned and paid for by General Motors. Tony Veloukas, who's running it, used to represent GM. One of his current colleagues at a private law firm used to head GM's legal department when all this was going down.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
73 degrees, 732 at WCHL. Chapel Hill Town Council members say a 1 cent property tax rate hike is needed next year to help the town add to its debt capacity and build big projects sooner. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Chapel Hill faces more than $158 million worth of unfunded capital needs, yet the town can't borrow money until 2017. With that in mind, town council members last night informally agreed it's time to replenish the town's debt management fund by raising the property tax rate 1 cent next year. Councilmember Matchikovsky said it will help pay for amenities like parks, greenways, and bike paths that town residents want sooner rather than later.
Those elements, to me, are very significant quality of life considerations, what make people feel good about where they live. For them to be deferred many years into the future, I think, makes them more of a dream than a reality.
A penny on the tax rate generates about $755,000 in revenue for the town. Business Management Director Ken Penoyer told a council each penny's worth put into the debt fund translates into approximately $10 million in additional debt capacity. Other big-ticket items on the capital projects list include a new police station, new fire stations, a waste transfer station, and park improvements. The council also wrestled with the question of how to raise money to support affordable housing. Ultimately, council members settled on a plan that falls just short of the $755,000 funding goal, but doesn't add to the tax rate. The council agreed to delay a solid waste transportation pilot project and spend $355,000 worth of development fees from the Ephesus-Fordham area, in addition to the $188,000 already in next year's budget. This will be the second property tax rate increase in 2 years for Chapel Hill residents. Last year, the council approved a 2 cent increase that was split between Chapel Hill Transit, solid waste fees, and the newly expanded library. The council will formally vote to adopt the budget on Monday. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A little discord this morning among some of our local political leaders. At last night's work session, town council members sounded off about Tuesday's vote by the Orange County Commissioners to fund rural curbside recycling out of reserve funds, while asking the towns to levy a $59 per household fee for the same service. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith said the move jeopardizes future collaboration with the county on solid waste and recycling.
You know, we made a decision 2 or 3 months ago that we were all in it together. Well, I think we did that with the hope that by this point we were actually going to be in lockstep, that we were going to have a plan, countywide plan, that's going to move forward. But we don't.
Council members argued the majority of the money in the Solid Waste Reserve Fund was actually contributed by the towns, making it particularly unfair to subsidize recycling pickup for county residents while charging urban households. They say they won't agree to levy the town recycling fee in light of Tuesday night's vote. Instead, the council is asking commissioners to consider funding both rural and urban recycling pickup for next year out of the Solid Waste Reserve Fund. While this could drop the county's $3 million contingency fund down to $1 million, Town Manager Roger Stansel told the town council that's not their problem.
At this point, it's totally the county's issue, so they would have to find a way to pay for that liability.
Chapel Hill officials last year investigated the cost of hiring private contractors to handle trash and recycling pickup, but council members agreed to try and maintain a 15-year partnership with Orange County in hopes of furthering the community's solid waste reduction goals. Town and county officials were drafting an interlocal agreement to spell out how that might work, but Stansel told the council that process ground to a halt recently as Orange County leaders threw their support behind a task force instead. Commissioners voted to create that task force on Tuesday night, stipulating that a commissioner would act as chair and inviting Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, and the university to participate, along with five residents. Councilmember Jim Ward called the process flawed.
This committee that I'm just hearing about, we had no input in that. This is totally unacceptable to me, that the process and the outcome. I think the outcome isn't any surprise because of the process that they're using.
In a rare move, county commissioners will reopen the issue at tonight's work session and likely vote on a new funding plan. Orange County commissioners will take up budget discussions for the first time since hearing from the public just last week. Hundreds of parents, teachers, and students came out last Thursday to ask the board to fully fund the budget request of both school systems. The current budget includes an additional $2.9 million to be split between the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carrboro City school systems, but that falls far short of $6.8 to $7.3 million school administrators say is needed to balance their budgets. The work session will get underway at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Expect a packed house. A long-term study of the Mandarin-Chinese dual language program in Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools is once again expected to pack tonight's school board meeting with families invested in that program. Before that conversation can start, the board will discuss scheduled repairs for the district's 10 oldest schools, budget amendments, and an update on the Culbreth Middle School Science Wing, among other topics. Anytime potential changes to the Mandarin-Chinese program have been brought up in the district, supporters have filled the board meeting and express their strong opinions to keep that program going. The board will discuss whether a long-term study is necessary to determine if this dual language program is benefiting the district and its students properly. The Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education meeting starts at 7 o'clock tonight at Chapel Hill High School. After a closed session to discuss student transfer requests, the Mandarin Chinese program discussion is scheduled to begin at about 8:45. This is a big morning for Orange County Governor Pat McCrory. Orange County commissioners and the city of Mebane will break ground this morning on the 120,000-square-foot Morinaga America Foods Facility in Mebane. Morinaga owns candy and confectionery production facilities throughout Japan, China, and Taiwan, with sales offices around the world. This is a big deal. Morinaga is considered to be Asia's answer to Hershey's, Mars, or Nestle. This establishment represents Morinaga's first production facility anywhere outside of Asia. The ceremony is set to start at 9:30 this morning at the site on Wilson Road in Mebane. The speakers attending the event include the governor, Chairman Gota Morinaga, President of Morinaga America Foods, Inc., Toshiaki Fukunaga, Board of County Commissioners Chair Barry Jacobs, City of Mebane Mayor Glendell Stevenson, and Consul General of Japan in Atlanta, Kazuo Sanaga. Orange County Director of Public Affairs Carla Banks elaborates on why Mebane was chosen as the location for Morinaga.
When they decided they were going to embark on setting up a facility in the United States, they did visit other communities. They ultimately ended up selecting Orange County because of the quality of life.
Banks also talks about the overall impact that the Morinaga facility will have for Mebane and Orange County as a whole.
From an employment standpoint, the startup of their American facility in Mebane will bring 90 jobs over the next 3 years. I think the framework of Mebane is going to start changing as we're bringing in infrastructure for water and sewer and pretty much paving the foundation for future economic development projects.
Not to mention all those tax dollars coming to Orange County. And that groundbreaking ceremony will take place this morning at 9:30. The UNC Center for Civil Rights is scheduled to hold a free legal clinic in Charlotte to help victims of North Carolina's forced sterilization program file claims. The clinic is set for today at Little Rock AME Zion Church in Charlotte. The center held clinics last month in Greenville and Raleigh and will hold a fourth one on June 12th in Ahoskie. The deadline to file claims is June 30th. Last year, the state legislature set aside $10 million for one-time payments to North Carolina sterilization victims. The final amount paid to each individual depends on how many come forward. North Carolina sterilized about 7,600 people it deemed feeble-minded or otherwise undesirable. Between 1929 and 1974, most were either forced or coerced into having the procedure. Some victims were as young as 10. WCHL News Time, 7:40. Brian Thornburg has today's commentary. It's about how you can support Moral Monday protesters. And we'll also talk about what's happening at chapelbrew.com.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property. And you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Have your office order online from Dickie's today. Now everyone can conveniently order and pay online. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats to choose from, along with fresh home-style sides and salads, we will have something for everyone in the office. Order online at dickies.com today. We will have it ready for you when you're ready. Dickies, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, or downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is warming up already, 73 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's 7:42.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Brian Thornburg. I don't know about you, but I have so much admiration for our friends and neighbors who are participating in the Moral Monday gatherings in Raleigh. Many of our local religious leaders and elected officials have been in attendance, and the cause has gotten attention all over our state, the country, and the rest of the planet. But I want to do something to show solidarity and encourage our neighbors. Do you feel the same way? That you like what Moral Monday stands for, but don't necessarily want to go to Raleigh? I'd like to encourage you to go and support your friends. But if you don't, there's lots of ways to help push this movement forward. Check to see if your local elected representatives support Moral Monday and what it represents. If they do, let them know in a short call or email. If not, ask them why not and that you would prefer that they do. Politicians really pay attention when a constituent contacts them. You could also contact any of the organizations that are a part of the movement and let them know that you agree. You might even want to throw them a little donation to help keep them going. Even tiny amounts like $5 can help. Neighbors, the bottom line is we can all do something if we want Moral Mondays to succeed. If you're on social media, spread some good stories about the cause. Tell your neighbors on the street how you feel. You could even send a pizza to the gathering just to help keep them going. Be creative. It's worth it. This is Brian Thornburg.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
744 WCHL, Rand Northam joins me now in the studio, and we'll take a look at traffic and weather together coming up in just a moment here. But first of all, I wanted to ask you, Rand, I know that there's always a lot of activity on our website, chapelbrew.com. You guys do such a great job keeping all our news stories and pictures and audio and everything else on there, but what else is happening there today?
Well, yeah, definitely. I do want to point your attention towards the news and sports sections, especially because of all the tax and the budget talks that are going on, not just in Chapel Hill, Orange County, but also in the school systems. We've got some great reporters who are going out to cover all these discussions, and they're long, long discussions, but they like to narrow them down into the closest little bit that they can so it makes sense to you, and so you can get all the information you need to know to talk about what's going on in our community.
Yeah, no kidding, and probably a very packed house.
Yes,
at that school board meeting coming up tonight.
Yeah, very much so. And Elizabeth Terry Joyner talks about a green thumb grows in Chapel Hill, talking about gardening. Of course, 'tis the season for that, with spring just about to move its way out of the area, too. We've got summer in, what is it, almost less than 2 weeks, or almost just about 2 weeks now.
Yeah, it feels like summer already.
Yeah, it does. It's been really kind of muggy lately, too.
And today is going to be just just the epitome of that.
Very true.
50-50 chance of rain with a high in the upper 80s. Wow. I mean, kind of muggy.
Let's hope that the rain stays away for the Durham Bulls game tonight. That's all I'm asking for.
Absolutely.
So. Also, D.G. Martin talks about music, murder, and more for your summer reading. So you want to check that out as well.
Sounds quite pleasant.
Yeah, it sure does. Probably one of his most pleasant columns he's talked about. But those stories and much more available on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
All right, 746 is WCHL Traffic and Weather Together on the way next.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
At the UPS store, we love printing. Large format flyers, professional presentations and manuals, banners, bumper stickers, basically anything you might need. We do it all from start to finish. And now we have three convenient options to make the process even easier for you. Submit your print job by email or by visiting our new online print website at upsstoreprint.com, and we'll quickly have it ready for you to pick up. Or simply bring your materials to one of our local stores in Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard. The UPS store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
At Cruisers Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruisers brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruisers sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Attention all Orange County job seekers. Learn how to use the computer to boost your job search and build job skills. Starting Fridays at 9:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. on April the 25th through June the 20th at the Orange County Career Center located at 503 West Franklin Street, Chapel Hill, room 102. For more information, you can call 919-536-7222. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about our job seekers.
Time for Traffic and Weather Together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point.
Thank you very much, Ron. NC-54 heading westbound right now, seeing some heavy delays between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road. No accident reported there, but some delays as people are trying to get to work. NC-54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, also seeing some minor to moderate delays. 15-501 northbound and southbound, really between Manning Drive all the way up to I-40, you can see spotty delays here and there, just minor to moderate delays at this time, though. Nothing major out on the roadways. Looks like the fire at Miami Boulevard near I-40 has been cleared as well, so that is good to hear. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Crown Honda of South Point is the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is really going to be a warm, muggy day today. It is 73 degrees already. Look for a high today of about 88. Don't be surprised if we hit 90 today. Our forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a 50% chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain and the low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, low in the low 80s. Looking ahead a little bit to the weekend, it looks like pretty much the same kind of weather all the way through Sunday. 7:49 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Wayne Pond joins us now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, big guy. How's the phone connection this morning?
Oh, you sound good. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, not only that, but it's working. Well, thank you, Ron.
Only the best.
All right, buddy. Hey, listen, do you remember when you were a kid seeing Kirk Douglas who played Odysseus?
I don't remember seeing him. The men lashed him
to the whatchamacallit in the middle of the moat so he wouldn't succumb to the siren song. You do remember that, don't you, Ron?
I certainly remember Kirk Douglas, but I don't remember Odysseus.
You remember.
Odysseus is a famous rapper, wasn't he?
There you go again. Now, cut that out. All right, so the word of the day, all of that a prelude here, the word of the day is Cyrenian, S-I-R-E-N-I-A-N. S is in Sam, S-I-R-E-N-I-A-N, Cyrenian. Or dugongs. Stellars, sea cows, you know, all that stuff you studied in biology, that have large forelimbs resembling paddles. But actually, it goes back to the Greek myth of the sirens. Now, we will not explore how that occurred. This is, after all, a family radio station. So.
Well, let me mention there's a movie called Sirens with Elle McPherson in it that you probably need to see.
Yeah, and that probably is about 14 universes by light years uncountable away from what we're talking about here. That'd be my guess.
And this has nothing to do with police sirens or anything like that.
I hope not. Boy, I certainly hope not for the sake of the dignity of our police officers.
Really?
All right, S-I-R-E-N-I-A-N, Cyrenian. It's all about aquatic, herbivorous mammals, manatees, stellar sea cows, and dugongs. You know all about stellar sea cows, Ron.
Sure. I'm right along with you, Wayne. What
all
you
right,
say?
Buddy. Listen, I thought you'd enjoy that. Have a little dip in the pool this morning. So you be a good boy. I'll be talking to you soon, okay?
You know what, Wayne? Today might be a good day to take a dip in the pool if you have the opportunity.
Hey, I heard you talking about how it's going to be the, what did you call it, the height of all epitomes?
I didn't say that.
I thought that was your weather forecast, the height of all epitomes. Yeah.
The epitome of a summerish spring day.
Oh, I just love it.
How about that?
Dr. Stormfield has got it under control.
Yeah.
Okay, pal, be good. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, buddy.
Adios.
Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? I don't know. Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and define it. And if you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:53. Well, this is WCHL, and it's time now for the clean joke of the day.
It is.
We do this every day, Monday through Friday.
We do.
I'm so excited because the South African Flash is here.
I am.
Lauren Stafford.
I'm going to carry that nickname around with me the rest of my life, and anybody ever asks...
I think it's a perfect
nickname.
I'll
owe that to you. Ron Stutz.
You're from South Africa. You're extremely flashy. And it's a great hat you have on today.
Thank you. I wore this just for you.
Thank you. I love that straw hat. It's got feathers in it and everything. I mean, it just fits your personality.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Feathery. Very bird-like. Kind of like a hen. Is that what you're trying to say? No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Not at all.
I know. All right. Today's joke, I actually found a couple of these from Reader's Digest. Growing up, I used to love reading.
Yeah.
My dad collected them, and I used to love sitting there reading Reader's Digest and all the jokes.
Yeah.
All right. So this is one from the website.
Okay.
An actor had been out of work for 15 years because he always forgot his lines.
Mm-hmm.
Then one day he got a phone call from a director who wanted him for a big part in a play.
Oh, wow.
All he had to say was, "Hark, I hear the cannon roar." Not too difficult.
Hark, I hear the cannon roar.
You got the part. There you go. All right. After much worry, the actor decided he could take on the role.
Mm-hmm.
Opening night arrived, and while he waited in the wings, the actor muttered to himself, "Hark, I hear the cannon roar. Hark, I hear the cannon roar." The time for his entrance finally came, and as the actor made his appearance, he heard a loud boom behind him. He turned around and said, "What the heck was that?"
Ha ha.
great.
Find another job. Find another day job.
And tell them why you got out of acting.
Mm-mm. Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get a $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers 4G LTE.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickie's.com and we will have it ready for you to take out. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
7:57 at WCHL. You know, Father's Day will be here before you know it. It's fast approaching. WCHL and Chapelbrook.com want to recognize the fathers of Orange County with a Father's Day photo contest. All you have to do is submit photos of you and your dad or father figure to the Chapelbrook Facebook contest page. I know there got to be some great photos out there. And your photo was automatically entered into the contest. Tell us why your dad is awesome. And he could win an awesome prize pack, which includes a weekend camping rental from Townsend Bertram & Company in Carrboro and a lot more. The submission deadline is June 11th. That will be next Wednesday. So log on to Chapel Road's Facebook page right now and submit your photos. That's all you have to do. Go to Chapel Road's Facebook page.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you. Through an unmatched level of expertise and service, the Weaver Street team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Refinements Resale Boutique. It's 50% off. $20 worth of merchandise available now for $10. Refinements Resale Boutique for Women is the place to shop brand name clothing at a fraction of retail price. In their new location just 1 mile north of South Point Mall in Sutton Station off Fayetteville Road. Pure shopping bliss in a relaxed, organized, and soothing atmosphere is what Refinements is all about. And it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
It is 73 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 72 in Carrboro. It's always a degree cooler. partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms later on in the day, which all spells a kind of a muggy day. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain in the low around 65. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the low 80s. So it's not officially summertime yet, but the weather certainly seems like summertime. Saturday, it'll be another sunny day with a high in the middle 80s. And Sunday, we'll get some more clouds in here with a high one more time in the middle 80s. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Pressure mounts over prisoner swap.
There's a lot to be answered here, and there's a lot of peculiar behavior that's gone on.
GM recall investigation.
What do you want to see in this report?
The truth.
Military jet crashes into homes.
You can just see a combustion of flames far above two-story houses.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. In Idaho, the party is off, and in Washington, the heat is on over the deal to release American POW Bo Bergdahl in exchange for five Taliban militants.
The decision to release these prisoners put our country in jeopardy. It fueled the